WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning as we are broadcasting live this morning from Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth. They're open now. Come on by and do your laundry. And don't forget, we have that half price deal going live at 8 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. So if you go there at 8 a.m., these e-vouchers are going to be for sale. You'll get $50 to Dash Laundromat for just $25, and you're going to get that instantly. They're going to send it to you as soon as you purchase it, and that means you'll be able to come down here today and do your laundry. In fact, you might even be able to get down here fast enough to see me before you go, as you see me walking out the door and saying, have fun doing your laundry, because I am going to be dropping mine off. I am going to be dropping it off with a wash, dry, fold delivery service if I want to get it delivered or picked up at home or at work, or by dropping it off in these nice lockers they have outside so that you can drop it off whenever it works for you. Because let's face it, we don't have time in our day to do laundry. If we did, we wouldn't hate it so much. We wouldn't hate doing it so much, but we don't. And that's what's so great about Dash, is that you can just leave it in one of their lockers. You'll have a pin. You can just type it in, put your laundry in, lock it up. They'll come in, they'll take it out, they'll wash it, dry it, fold it, put it back in the bin, in the locker. You can pick it up whenever it works for you. Could not be any more convenient. And for those of you weirdos that actually do like doing your own laundry, well, you can come down here and utilize that, seize the deal for that as well, because you'll be able to utilize these state-of-the-art machines, which are beautiful. I can't tell you how much I actually wish I had actually brought my laundry with me so I could have tried it out. The only reason I didn't do it is because I didn't want to have to fold my laundry. I'm just signing up for the wash, dry, fold service, man. So much easier, so much better for my life, and they'll probably do a much better job of folding than I ever could. So again, 8 a.m., seizethedeal.com. That deal will be going live. We were talking about this case in Plymouth. Well, actually, it was moved to Fall River because there were so many instances in which this man abused and raped these children in these communities in which the 12 Tribes cult owns property, that they were in different counties. So they decided to combine them all into one case in Bristol County. So that's why the case was tried in Fall River, even though the tribe itself is mainly headquartered in Plymouth. And Carol Ann said, and I don't think she'll mind me sharing this, she sent it over. She said, "I'll be honest, years ago I lived across the street from Blue Blinds, and I knew they were a religious group, but I had no idea they were a cult or what their philosophy was, and I ate there. The food was delicious, and everyone there was kind, personable, and charming. They had live music, it was a nice place to hang out, and again, the food was so good. Obviously, the second I knew who they really were, I stopped going. The other benefit they have is tourists in Plymouth. Most tourists would have no clue about their cult status. Plus, I don't know the ins and outs, but it's my understanding because they register as a religious group, they get all sorts of tax breaks with their businesses and their house and commune that's on the hill." Yeah, and that's another thing. They have this big house that they live in that is a commune. They all live there together, and they have these Friday night dinners. And anybody that wants to go to the Friday night dinners is invited to go. Come on by. We'll have you as our guests. The food is free. Come and enjoy it. Be part of the family. And that's part of their recruiting process. And so when you have a lot of disaffected young people, people who don't have any direction in their life, people who might live with their parents and can't afford in today's economy to move out on their own, and don't know anybody they can move in with as roommates, they can't really find a job that they like. Think about how appealing a group like this can be. You get a place to live. You get food every day. They're going to have you work in their businesses. And I'm sure that many of the people involved in this are nice people. And I'm sure that many of them who are involved in this benefit from being part of it. But the problem is the structure of it depends on exploiting people. And even if they all did get together because they share the same belief system and the same religious philosophy, which they should be free to practice, it has turned into something else, according to the people who have studied them and according to the people who have left them. You only need to go onto YouTube and search, you know, 12 tribes, true stories, 12 tribes, escapee, 12 tribes, defector, any of those kind of things, and you will see these videos. Or TikTok, if you want to look it up on TikTok. And you will see these people talking about them. And I'm sure that there are people listening to this right now who say, I go to Blue Blinds every day. I go to Yellow Deli every day. I know these people. And that doesn't sound like them. That might be other 12 tribes, but that doesn't sound like them. I'm here to tell you that I spoke to someone who left the tribe and said it is those people. So you can believe what you want. This is happening in our own backyard. So the fact that this guy, and Phil said it a different way, and I forget the way he said it, but Nehemiah Smith, the fact that this guy was convicted on 25 different indictments, charging him with multiple child rapes and indecent assaults, he's going to spend 30 to 40 years in prison. And this was just two victims that came forward over a course of a number of years. Between 2016 and 2020, when one of the victims was between 14 and 16 years old and the other was between 12 and 15. The indictments included 12 counts of aggravated rape of a child, 8 counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14, 4 counts of indecent assault and battery on a person under 14, and 1 count of rape. How complicit was the organization in what happened here? It happened in the communities where they own properties. I don't think it's, you know, some of the reporting from people who were there said it happened in properties that they owned. How complicit is the tribe in this? And if not, the organization as a whole, the individual members. We now live in a world where parents can be held responsible for the actions of their children in school shootings. Are these people not responsible for what happened to these girls? So that's something that we can discuss. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you want to discuss the Jack Smith filing in the case of the January 6th case of Donald Trump, if you want to talk about that, we can. I read some news stories on it. But as I cautioned at the beginning of the program, you know, people who are looking for the gotcha against Donald Trump, don't get too excited. It's just a prosecution filing. Obviously, they're going to lay out their case, and it's going to sound as salacious as possible because they've got to prove to the judge that it's worth going forward. And they've got to prove to the judge that there are the broad immunity that the Supreme Court granted a president or said that a president has in the execution of official acts of their office doesn't cover these, because these things were done as a private citizen. These things were done as a candidate and not as a president. And even if they are one and the same, they are not official acts because these are not related to the duties of the office, but rather seeking re-election to the office. That's what it laid out. So I think, and again, I'm no legal scholar, but I think that that's enough for the judge to say, okay, we're going to go forward with this. It doesn't mean that the jury's going to convict. And the Trump side of things, they have asked for their opportunity. They've asked for 5 weeks to be able to counterfile and make their points as to why it should get tossed out, which will put us past the election before this even moves forward into the next step. So though, and people were saying that it's politically motivated that, that Jack Smith released this. They were under judge's orders to get this done, and so they had to. It's just part of the process. So we can talk about that if you'd like. Also, of course, we will have your first code of the day to try to win $30,000 coming up in the next hour. And we'll have a code every hour throughout the course of the day, every hour between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. each weekday. We give you your Money Talks code, 3 digits that you can just go and enter at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And each time you enter, you could win $100, but each time you enter, it is an entry to try to win the grand prize of $30,000. And I can tell you right now, $30,000 in your pocket, you're having Dash Laundromat do your laundry for you. You, I'll take that whole $30,000 and I'll put it on my Dash app. And I'll never pay for laundry for the next decade. That'd be fine by me. I don't know if that would be the best way to spend the money, but it would certainly be a way that would make me happy. But we'll have your first code coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also got an email from Bob, who may be listening. And Bob asked, are there any clothing drives in and around New Bedford? I need a few items, but at this time I cannot afford to buy something brand new. Well, Bob, I would recommend checking in with the local churches, but really what I would recommend too, if you want to get some good quality clothes and not pay a lot for them, make sure you check out Gifts to Give. They're only open, and their thrift shop is only open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. And they are located in the old Titleist building in Acushnet. So you go there, you pay. Sometimes they have some things that are a little bit more money, $7, $10, $12. But pretty much everything there otherwise, you're going to get pants, shirts, sweaters, $4 each. And you can get stuff that is new with the tags. You can get stuff that is looks like brand new. You can get stuff that is, you know, formal and dressy. You can get stuff that is casual and everyday. They have some shoes. They have a lot of clothes for ladies. If they have some household goods. So if you are in the market, if you're looking for some clothes, you can go there and get those really, really, really affordably. And that money goes back to helping people in the community. You can also donate there as well. So if you have some old clothes that you want to get rid of, you can donate those there. And I can tell you that since I started this weight loss journey a little over a year ago, I have gone through multiple sizes. And I have gone frequently, at least a couple times a month, to Gifts to Give and gone through and purchased clothes. So I know all about what they have there. And what they do there. And they have saved me so much money. And I've been able to take some of the bigger clothes that I grew out of and brought them back and donated them so somebody else can benefit from them. Whether it be them donating them to someone who needs them. And you could talk to them there too, Bob, if you're really in need and you can't even afford the $4 an item. And then also finding those gems, those thrifting gems. Of walking out and saying, I just got a brand new polo sweater for $4. With the tags on it. Like, things like that. And I shouldn't really be giving away the secrets to everybody out there, but it's such a great organization that helps so many people. So check that out and see if that doesn't help you out, at least get you some clothes. And I got a feeling I'm going to be going back there soon because I'm looking through the, you know, obviously here being at a remote broadcast, I want to wear some WBSM gear. Well, all my WBSM gear is 4X. Michael Rock's ordering us all some new stuff, but I got to wait for that to come in. So meanwhile, I didn't have anything to wear. I had one WBSM polo shirt, but it's a large. And they gave it to me, and I was like, I'm never going to be a large. This is when I was wearing a 4X. I found a 3X t-shirt in my office that I remember when they gave it to me. I was like, that's too small. I need a bigger one. And then I put it on yesterday. It's like a dress on me. So I had this large polo, and I put it on, and it fits perfectly. So I'm like, well, now am I a large instead of an extra large? Well, I guess I'll be going back to Gifts to Give. So that's where I go to save money and to get good quality clothes and to help the community. So check them out. 9 to 4 just on Saturdays. The other kind of advantage of that, of being able to go there and get your clothes, you can decide to actually refresh your wardrobe every season. You can say, you know what? It's fall now. I got to go get some long sleeve shirts. And you can bring all your short sleeve shirts and donate them if you want. And then next year, go back and get all new ones. So that you always look fashionable. You always look like you have an updated wardrobe. I joke that, you know, from the time that I started losing this weight, well, actually from about last fall, very rarely have I worn the same shirt twice. I have a million shirts. And it's, you know, I almost have to Joe Biden it a little bit. Not a joke. Like, there's very few times that I've repeated a shirt, which is probably, you know, a sign that I just buy too much clothes. But it's nice to be able to go and find something that I can wear now. Dan in New Bedford says, they usually stop by the Yellow... hold on. I think this is a longer message. Let me click on this. All right, it says, they usually stop by the Yellow Deli once a week. The food is amazing. The service is very good, and the people are very pleasant. Now, I'm sure there are some people that join their group because of a troubled past, but that's not all of them. It's an awesome place to eat and visit. Right, and that's not everybody. And I'm sure there are plenty of people that are in that group that had no idea what was going on with this Nehemiah Smith guy. And I'm sure there are many people who are appalled with what went on. But the question is, and the stories are, that the organization fosters this kind of thing. And when you go to the Yellow Deli and purchase something, you're not purchasing it just to benefit the nice person who waited on you. You're benefiting it. You're benefiting the entire organization and its philosophies. And someone pointed out to me one time, because I said, I've never gone there. I don't know anything about it. And they said, yeah, well, when you go there, they're going to charm you. That's the idea. They have literature out to try to get people to join. Like, they want to be charming. They want to be nice. And then when you join, it's a different story. And I don't, you know, I don't know how true this is. This is just what this person told me. But they said, you know, of course they're going to be nice to you, because if they're not, they could be beaten when they get home. And again, I've heard the stories. I've talked to Sammy Brasso, who escaped from that tribe. I've talked to other people who were involved with that tribe, who are just not public about it like she is. So, I don't know. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We will be right back, broadcasting live from Dash Laundromat in Dartmouth. And we are broadcasting live from Dash Laundromat on State Road in Dartmouth. Come on by, hang out with us. Seize the Deal goes live at 8 a.m. $50 e-voucher to Dash for just $25. We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The death toll from Helene nears 200 as President Biden visits the South. A World War II-era bomb explodes in Japan, and Pink Floyd makes a big deal.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Joe Biden is visiting Georgia today to survey hurricane damage. It comes a week after Helene made landfall in Florida as a devastating Category 4 hurricane. The death toll stands at least 190 across the southeast, with hundreds still unaccounted for. It's day three of the dock workers' strike at ports along the Gulf and East Coasts, creating uncertainty about the movement of supplies. Scott Pringle reports.
Dock workers remain on the picket lines at Port Newark, calling for increased wages and protections against automation. Experts say this strike is costing the economy billions of dollars a day as containers filled with goods sit idle. Governor Kathy Hochul:
it's not time to be panic buying groceries or other products.
About 4,500 dock workers in New York are part of the strike. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
A Japanese airport has reopened after being forced to close Wednesday due to the explosion of a World War II-era U.S. bomb buried below the surface. Chris Gilbert reports. We'll bring you that story in a moment. A third person pleading guilty in the death of actor Matthew Perry. Dr. Mark Chavez pleading guilty in a Los Angeles court yesterday to one count of a conspiracy to distribute ketamine as part of a plea agreement. U.S. attorneys had accused the San Diego-based doctor of illegally obtaining ketamine that was sold to Perry. Chavez faces up to 10 years in prison. Alec Baldwin's Western Rust will have its world premiere next month. The film set to be shown at an international film festival that begins November 16th in Poland. A press release from the festival says the film will be screened to honor the legacy of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was shot to death while filming the movie. Baldwin was charged with manslaughter following the shooting, but his case was dismissed. The armorer on set is serving an 18-month sentence for involuntary manslaughter. It may sound counterintuitive, but a new study shows that short phone breaks enhance student focus in class. Researchers at Southern Illinois University studied college students and found that letting them have a brief phone or technology break boosted classroom performance. But it had to be really short. 2 to 4 minutes was too long, but 1 minute was just right. Their theory is 60 seconds is just enough time to send a text message without getting involved in a back and forth conversation. Pink Floyd selling the rights to their recorded music to Sony Music. The deal is reportedly worth $400 million and also includes name and likeness rights. That will allow Sony to sell merchandise, TV shows, and movies based on the legendary rock band. Pink Floyd's catalog, which includes classic albums like The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon, and Wish You Were Here, is considered one of the most valuable in music. It's the latest catalog deal for Sony, which has also bought the catalogs of artists such as Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan in recent years.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Bruins continue their preseason tonight in Quebec City, facing off against the Los Angeles Kings at 7. Meanwhile, the Celtics tip off their preseason tomorrow, taking on the Denver Nuggets in Abu Dhabi at noon. And in the NFL, the Patriots have suffered a significant loss. Starting center and team captain David Andrews likely out for the season due to shoulder surgery. The Patriots host the Miami Dolphins on Sunday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Temperatures cooler this morning than yesterday morning, in the mid to low 50s with partly cloudy skies. Some areas of patchy fog not ruled out. Mostly sunny this afternoon, upper 60s, increasing clouds overnight, mid 50s. As we wrap up the work week, mostly sunny skies around 70. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
And more on that story we mentioned a moment ago. A Japanese airport shut down on Wednesday after the explosion of a World War II-era U.S. bomb buried below the surface. It created a crater about 23 feet wide and just over 3 feet deep. Almost 90 flights had to be canceled while crews worked to repair the damage. No injuries were reported, and the airport has since reopened. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And we are back broadcasting live from Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth. Come on by, do your laundry, hang out with me. I got an extra microphone here. I'll put you on the air. So we gave away all of our Kings of Leon tickets. So stay tuned to your emails, your inboxes. See if you get an email from Casey. She'll tell you if you were a winner or not. But we have another contest that we're going to start on Monday. So just give you a heads up. It's going to start on Monday. And this is a big one for some of you when it comes to Christmas time. This is one that, you know, there's like two acts that people run to go see every holiday season. One is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's not this one. This one is even bigger than that. We are going to be giving away tickets next week to Mariah Carey's Christmas Time, happening on December 5th at TD Garden in Boston. It's a huge show that Mariah hits the road with every year. It is the grandest holiday spectacle to date this time around, and the first of many surprises she has in store to celebrate the 30th anniversary of her legendary album, Merry Christmas, and its record-shattering single, All I Want for Christmas Is You. The show will feature the global superstar's timeless holiday classics alongside fan-favorite chart toppers, promising an unforgettable festive experience. So if you want to enter that, we will have the entry up over the weekend, and then you'll be able to start entering on, well, as soon as you see that go up. So I don't know if it'll be Saturday or Sunday, but whenever we get it up there, it might even be Friday, depending on timing. But then we're going to start picking winners next week on Monday. You could be going to see Mariah Carey's Christmas Time at TD Garden on December 5th if you are one of the lucky winners. 508-996-0500 to call in and talk with me about some of these stories of the day. We do have that deal going live at seizethedeal.com at 8 a.m. half price to Dash Laundromat is going to get you a $50 e-voucher for just $25. And that will allow you to do a lot of laundry here. Whether it be that you're going to come in here and do it yourself, whether it be that you're going to take advantage of their lockers and drop it off and have them do it for you and then pick it up, or whether it's going to be that you are going to use their wash, dry, fold delivery service. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can use it toward that. It goes on sale at 8 a.m. Make sure you go to seizethedeal.com. If you don't see the Dash deal there, when you go to seizethedeal.com, you should be able to go there now and see the deal. It's just not live yet. You can't purchase it yet till 8 a.m. But if you go there and you don't see it, you've just got to change the little location icon at the top of the page to New Bedford. That happens to me sometimes. My computer thinks that I'm somewhere else. But this way here, you can get it and you can get that deal just by changing that little location icon to New Bedford. So I'm thinking of all the free time you'll have, all the other things you can do during spooky season with the time that you won't be spending having to do laundry, right? Or doing laundry in these state-of-the-art machines if you're going to do them yourself. And there are folks here doing it. There are folks here doing it, and I can see how gently these machines are washing their clothes, and I can see how quickly and effectively they're washing their clothes. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and join in on the program. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. Are you there doing your laundry?
I did not bring my laundry. I should have brought it.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that the one that sticks to the liquor store?
I believe so. I didn't look and see what else was there. I know Anytime Fitness is on the other side of the building. So it's right across from Shaw's in Dartmouth.
And do they go by the pound?
So the way that it works here is, and we're going to find out, we're going to sit down with the owner, but the way that it works here is you get these bags. And for the monthly membership and or for the money that you have in your app, you can do so many pounds with that. It's $1.25 a pound to have them wash, dry, and fold your clothes.
That's it. Wow, that's wonderful. Cheap.
I know, right? What a deal.
And it's not far from me because I go to Shaw's all the time, too. So I live right near Butlin Park, and I'm that area there.
Well, it's perfect for you. You could just get one of their lockers and drop it off in the locker anytime, and then they'll do it for you, and then you can go and pick it up in the locker. You don't even have to come in.
Is it a complicating machine? I still have a hard time with my phone. You know what I mean? Is it a regular machine or is it all like digital?
It's digital. Well, it's a touchscreen.
That's right, they do it.
But they'll do it for you. You can do it yourself, but they'll do it for you as well.
And you bring your own laundry detergent or no? Nothing?
Well, if you're going to have them do it, I think they have their own.
Oh, nice.
But if you're going to if you're going to wash it yourself in the machine, yeah, you can bring some. But you can buy some here too.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds nice. But they're not offering you any breakfast.
Yeah, it's not a breakfast one this time around, but that's okay.
Definitely kidding. That's good. That sounds great because it's right near me, and we get seven people that do laundry here. So sometimes it's downstairs it's full all the time. So, but I'm gonna try it.
Well, why don't you come on by and do your laundry and let me know how it works out for you.
I will. You take care. Have a good day.
You as well. And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well.
Oh, good. I want to have a shout out to Doreen. I absolutely love Doreen. I love her, and love her more. She works there. She's a petite little woman with a feisty personality. She's just great. I love her. And she helps you if you need help with anything. She's right there to help you if you don't know or understand the machines. I've been going there since it was Mary Ann's back in the 80s, periodically in between when we lived in different places that did not have a machine. And it's a very nice place, and the people are really nice there. I remember when Debbie was there. She doesn't work there anymore, but Doreen, I believe, is still there. So I definitely want to give a big shout-out to her. I love her, and love her more. And I have a machine here downstairs where I live, so I don't have to go, but I go, like, around this time of year to do, like, my heavy blankets and comforters and things of that nature.
Yeah, a lot of people prefer to do all their bedding in the laundromat because it is such an energy suck if you're doing it at your house.
Well, last year they had all the new state-of-the-art machines and everything. So, it, like you said, it's really beautiful in there. And the laundry's done so much quicker because they have an extractor right in the machine. You know, these wash machines are built right in. Before, you used to have to use a separate round kind of drum machine to extract your laundry. It cost more money, but it was supposed to help so that the drying time would be less. And these machines is built right in. It's really great. And I would highly recommend anybody to use them. I mean, I just have always liked going there. I've been going there for years and years and years, like I said, since the 80s off and on.
Well, I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that socks don't disappear in these machines. So I can't say if that's true or not, but it's worth a shot.
Well, also, while you're sitting there, we have the best muffins at Shaw's. You can go get a bunch of muffins and your coffee and bring them over there and sit there and have muffins while you're waiting.
Well,
muffins everywhere.
I was hoping somebody was going to bring something over, but I'll probably swing by and grab one on my way back to the station after I get off.
They're absolutely delicious. I've had them from everywhere. I have to say, ours is the best. My mother says that, and my mother's real picky about food, and she says, yep, Laura, you have the best muffins over there. So,
thank you for the call. You have a great day.
Oh, you too now. Bye-bye.
And let's go here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
You're on the air. Yes.
Okay. You were talking about clothes. I have shirts from 1972. I don't wear those anymore, but I do wear shirts that are 25 years old.
Well, that's good quality clothing right there. That's not stuff you bought at a cheap store.
Nope. They're all specialty shirts, like Harley Davidson's, race motorcycles, race cars, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
pretty good. I thought I was impressed because I still had shirts from like concert shirts from the early 2000s. So you've got me beat.
I wear them frequently too. They're good shirts.
Well, I have a friend who, you as well. I have a friend who still wear sweaters from the 80s. So, yeah, it'll last. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about Dash. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. We are broadcasting live from Dash Laundromat here in Dartmouth. Come on by. Do your laundry. Stay tuned for that Seize the Deal coming up in about 15 minutes.
Good.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Dash Laundromat here in Dartmouth, and we are joined now by the owner of Dash, the Jason Arujo. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
First of all, thanks for coming in early this morning and opening up so we can do the show here. What time would you normally be here in the morning?
So we typically are here at 7 a.m., but we're open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
And, you know, we were talking before, we've got this deal coming up at 8 o'clock,
yes.
$50 e-voucher for $25, and you can do a lot at Dash with $50.
Oh, absolutely. So it could be used towards any one of our services, from our brand new lockers that we just had installed to our pickup and delivery service or our self-serve service if you want to come in and actually just do your laundry yourself.
And these machines are all state-of-the-art,
yes.
And they all, I just got a phone call from someone. In fact, I know I told you we were going to talk at 7:30, but I was getting phone calls from some people talking about Dash and how much they love coming here. So I was like, well, I'm going to let that go.
That's great.
But they were talking about how quickly and how thoroughly these clothes get washed and dried here.
Yeah. So they're brand new Speed Queen wash machines. You can completely customize your clean. We have a multitude of different settings. If you have delicates to whites to just your normal standard colors, you can pick whatever setting you would like, and our machine cycles go from 22 minutes up to 45 minutes, depending on your soil level. We have our attendants here who are fully trained on how to use the machines. So if anyone ever has any questions, we'll be more than happy to walk them through the process.
And you mentioned the lockers. That's so that people can drop off their clothes. The folks here will wash them, dry them, fold them, put them back in there, and you can come and pick them up when it works for you as well.
That's absolutely correct. So they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you work overnight or if you just can come over, as long as you have the Dash Laundromat app, you can open the locker door, will open up automatically for you. Throw your clothes in, just like you said, and either same day or next day service is available. So you can come by and pick them up whenever they're ready, or you can tell us to deliver them back to you.
So, and it's totally safe. They're locked up. Nobody's getting to your clothes.
Completely secure, weatherproof, all the above. They lock automatically as soon as you're done loading the laundry in.
And for people who want to take advantage of your monthly service to have people come and pick up their clothing, and how does that service work?
Yeah, sure. All you need is a Dash Laundromat mobile app. You can either place the order on demand right through the mobile app. It comes right to us. Usually, you can choose to pick up that same day within 1 hour, or you can choose a next day to have picked up, or you can do our monthly subscription plans, which start off at $99. And have it set delivery time periods.
So you can make it super easy for yourself to know you're going to have those clean, dry, ready to wear clothes when you need them.
Yep, correct.
And so, and if you do the laundry for everybody, I noticed on the sign when you come in, $1.25 a pound.
Yeah, so we have different levels of service. So if you drop off yourself, we do have our standard rate of $1 a pound. Now that's usually a 2 to 3 day turnaround time, but if you do need your clothes much quicker, we have our next day express service, which is $1.25 a pound, or our same day at $1.50 a pound.
That's
so it just depends on the
still cheaper than most of the other laundromats around here.
We try. We want to make sure that our services are available to all.
And so when people have you wash their clothes, are they able to decide, how does it work when they decide what detergent they want to utilize?
Yeah, so we have 5 different types of detergents. We just don't use that standard laundromat brand. We have Tide, Gain available. If you have sensitive skin, we do have Tide Free and Gentle or All Free and Clear. So it's all listed on our mobile app. You can choose a detergent, or if you prefer to use your own detergent, just give it over to us, and we'll be able to use your detergents.
Excellent. So I got to ask you, as a businessman, why a laundromat?
That's a great question. Well, I've always had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to open one up. It was just something that I wanted to do, to be quite honest. I'm actually a real estate agent full time. But since I was in high school, I always oddly said I wanted to own a laundromat. No particular reason. It was always in the back of my mind.
But it's not because you yourself really enjoy doing laundry.
No, I actually hate doing laundry. Luckily, I have a spouse that does it for me.
So I think what I really was taken aback by when I came in here last night to set everything up for the broadcast is how bright it is in here, how cheery it is, how welcoming it is. And I've had people that were calling in and talking about the great attendants that work here. This is a place that you don't actually mind coming and spending a little time when you have to do your laundry.
So that was the goal. Before I decided to take this step, I went on a tour of the different laundromats in different areas just to get some ideas on what I wanted to see in a laundromat, what made me feel comfortable. And I noticed a lot of laundromats either... they didn't have this level of brightness, as you mentioned. So I wanted to make sure that there was brightness, that there was television, so that way you can either watch sports or have the children. We have Disney Plus in here, so we have a lot of programming for children. I just needed it to make sure that people, since you have to be here, might as well be as comfortable as possible. We have a charging station for your cell phones or iPads. So we try our best to make sure that everyone stays entertained. Free Wi-Fi, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on down here and do your laundry. We'll be here until 9 a.m., but coming up in just about 4 minutes, that deal is going to go live. $50 e-voucher for just $25. You can utilize that for the services here at Dash and try it out for yourself and see what you think. And I guarantee you, once you don't do your laundry yourself, you're never going to want to do it yourself again. All right, well, thanks, Jason, for joining us, and hopefully we'll get some people down here that will become brand new Dash customers and who will also come in here and say, they'll be the next round of callers that call in and say, I love that place. So,
Thank you.
We got to take our final break of the hour. We will be right back. Stay tuned. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth. That deal is going live in just about a minute. So you want to jump on that and get your $50 e-voucher for $25. You're going to be doing your laundry utilizing that today. You're going to get that voucher instantly. Sean sent me a message, says, Dash is awesome. Moneyless operations. I'm there every Saturday. So when you come in on Saturday, just ask around. Find Sean. He's a cool guy. You will love talking with him. And also, when you come in here too, they've got a snack machine. They've got a soda machine. So if you're going to be spending some time around here, you're going to be able to get yourself a snack, something to eat. You can always walk over to Stop and Shop and get one of those muffins Laura was talking about. All right, well, that is going to do it for this hour. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to hear a little bit about the New Bedford Oktoberfest that's coming up on Saturday. If you want to get out there and help support some local kids, wait, what? I thought.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.